Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, down on Pet Level Beach, about 5 miles away from where I live. And I thought I'd just strap me. I thought I'd do another one of those little audio boo podcasts and describe what I'm actually looking at. Because quite a little scene going on. The tide's coming in. It's one of those beaches where the tide goes out and there's prehistoric petrified forest here. There's a shipwreck from the sort of 16, 1700s, which you can get when it's very low tide. Over to my right, there's these great big sandstone cliffs, and they found dinosaurs, fossils in there as well. Great place for dinosaur fossils. It's quite a big area, coastal erosion, especially just around the corner. I come round, I look out to sea into the English Channel, and I can see right into the shipping lanes. There's, I've done countless boats and ships, freighters, whatever you want out there, tankers, container ships, and even what looks like a Royal Navy small minesweeper type destroyer boat out there as well. I don't know if they're doing some sort of exercises. I can see it's moving, but there were like speed boats going around there earlier. Right in front of me, because the tide's coming in, the local fishermen, there's three boats that they've just wheeled down, they've pushed down the beach, and they're now putting themselves out to sea. One's gone out on with his little outboard motor, and the others are paddling their way out to do some sort of fishing. These aren't big fishing boats like the ones that we have at Hastings, like trawlers, I suppose, smaller trawlers. These are just small rowboat type things that the ordinary fishermen, I suppose, use. But they might be out there, they might have pots out there or something like that, which they try, or they might use their own particular nets. Coming round, I look over to my left and I can see Dungeness, the head there, and I can see the power station out there as well. And anyone who knows that sort of area, quite a wild area, wonderful bird life along that way. There's a big RSPB reserve, and this area here as well at Pet is very good. And then come round, I can see the sands coming round towards Rye and Camber Sands and that as well. And also right over on the left hand side, one of those new wind farms that we got. I think it's 26 big wind turbines that have been put on the Romney Marsh. So this is one of those places that sort of straddles two areas. To my left, I've got the Romney Marsh and the marshes that stretch out across very, very flat. And over to my right, where these cliffs are, they actually called it Cliff End, where the prehistoric fossils have been found over there. I think they found an iguanodon, that was what it was, an iguanodon they found here. And then that's where the hills start, over towards Hastings, and then you get round towards the South Downs and that further on in the distance. But behind me, also at the top of the beach, it's very well known for the houses that we have here, because there's some really strange architectural designed houses. Obviously are in danger of being swamped in years to come by the sea, hence some of the little sea defences that there are here. But I know that they're quite amazing, some of these quite modern houses up here, and I know one of them, everyone knows the programme Grand Designs, one of them actually did feature on there some years ago because of the nature of the house. And every single house is different, every single house seems to be designed by an architect or something. So, but quite an amazing place. This is one of those places that I think I would love to live close to, so that you could just walk down here. I have a great beach near me, as anybody knows, but this one just has that little bit more. The views in that from here are amazing. And then you look inland and you've got some, it's an unsport view inland as well. I can see up towards Mr. McCartney's windmill, which is right behind me, and up into the apple orchards and the valley that's up there as well. So there you go, down on the beach, and I just thought I'd describe that and hopefully painted you a little picture of what I'm looking at right now. And I wish you could be here to see it, because it's pretty nice as an aeroplane goes across the top and the contrails right go across. We're on the flight path for lots of things, but they can be quite beautiful in their own way, I think, sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.